local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Mindy Gould, live at KZHC Studios for Harney County Live right now.
Good morning and welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is Alexandria Scott with the Water Resources Department. And if you tuned in yesterday, Alexandria was on yesterday talking about the community meetings that are taking place today. But today you are on the show in completely different aspect. We're talking about a bunch of grants that are available for people with wells.
Yes. Yep. So, pleasure to be on the show this morning. So on previous shows, I had talked about the, Harney Domestic Well Remediation Fund.
Correct.
And that fund was, a specific pot of money for folks in Harney Valley that, if they have an at-risk of going dry well or a dry well, they could repair that well, or they could abandon and replace it. I'm very excited to announce that we also have a statewide well fund. And what's different about that program is, obviously, it covers the entire state.
And not just here.
And not just here. But it also funds, people can get up to $40,000 to repair and replace that well. So that's a substantial amount of money.
So let's back up a second for the grant that was here for Harney County specific. The deadline was not too long ago.
Yes. Yep. It was May 31st.
And how was the turnout with that? Because I know you came on like the middle of May, if I remember correctly, really pushing for this grant. And, you know, you and I talking about, you know, internet issues here. What if people aren't able to and stuff? So how did all of that go?
Thank you for asking. It went really well, actually. We received 7 applications.
Wow.
And as a reminder, we can fund about 40 wells with that funding. So the fact that we were able to get 7 complete applications that are moving forward. So all of those folks are moving ahead in the process is, in my mind, a huge victory, a huge start. I'm hoping once folks see and talk with folks that have successfully been funded, we'll get more and more attention on that program. And I foresee, as you know, groundwater levels continue to go down, we may see the need for that funding to go up. So it was a really great start, though, for a first-year program, and we would not have been able to be successful in our outreach without the help from all of our local partners, coming on the radio, working with the newspaper, working with the Soil Water Conservation District and the Watershed Council and High Desert Partnership. I mean, it was truly a group effort to try to get the word out, and we will continue to do that in 2025 when we run the next funding cycle.
So what are some of the qualifications that somebody has to qualify for, obviously, for this grant? Say that their well is going out. I mean, what kind of documentation and what are the qualifications that Farmer John needs?
Yeah, so
so I know this has kind of been your baby.
yeah, it has. And I think the distinction here is it is a different application for the statewide well fund, which is what we are soliciting right now. And there isn't a deadline for that. It's just open until all of the funds are used up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for the Harney Well Fund, we had to set a deadline to kind of get that program kickstarted and kind of light a fire, if you will, to help get folks applying for that. But with the statewide well fund, it doesn't have an application deadline, but you do need to have documentation that your well is actually dry, because that well fund is different, that it doesn't fund at-risk wells. The well has to actually be dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there is some differences there. So you need to have, and we have a whole document that walks people through step by step all the documents that they need, where they can find them, who they can talk to. And it has like clickable links, everything. And if people don't have access to internet, they can always call my colleague Adair Muth, who is Lisa Kingsley, who is the one that's in charge of that fund, and she can always mail them the documents that they need. So again, we recognize that sometimes people have limitations. They don't have reliable internet access. They have trouble connecting, or they don't have a printer, and they don't want that to be.
They don't want to work on computers.
they don't want to. They don't want to go on the internet, and that's totally fine. Because there's still ways to do this, and you actually mail in the application, so it works well. If you don't want to do everything online, you can print it, fill it out, and send it in. Because you're going to have to do that anyway.
Now with this Harney Well Fund, do the people get the money immediately? Does it go to them? Does it go to the well driller? I mean, how does that work? Like, does the well driller realize, do they get a letter stating, hey, I'm going to be getting this money type thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I don't typically work on the payments and contractual side of things, but my understanding is that we have notified local well drillers about this funding opportunity. A lot of them actually helped us get the word out as well to their constituents. They know that the work has to be done. That landowner has to pay for it, and then they get reimbursed.
Oh, okay.
And so they know that that's the case, and I don't know how they work that out with the landowner, but it is understood that folks do have to get reimbursement from the state after the work is done.
Gotcha.
And our well inspector does have to come out and take a look and make sure that everything's been done up to well construction standards, because we want to get folks
reimbursed,
and we want to make sure that the work that they're getting done is going to actually deliver water to their home as it's supposed to. Because the whole reason that you're trying to update it is to make sure that you're getting it reliably. So you want to make sure it gets done properly. And essentially, once that there's proof that that work has been done and the inspection, people get a check mailed to them. So that goes pretty quick once there's, you know, proof that the work has been done. It's just well drillers are really busy as well. So it's, getting on their calendars, getting them out to do the work.
Now, when somebody is not awarded this money, but awarded this grant, is there a timeline that it needs to be completed within? Like you said, well drillers, I know of some, they're out a couple years.
Yeah, so typically it's a year. And then our grant staff can amend it.
Okay.
So if for some reason, it's not coming together and folks need another year, they just work with our staff to, extend it another year. But again, a lot of the well drillers, you know, either locally or statewide, you know, they know that folks are receiving this money. They're trying to work as quickly as they can. As with anything right now, nothing moves as quickly as you might think, or hope. So it's, again, they're working as quickly as they can and as diligently as they can. And our staff are doing the same because we know that folks need the help. And it's really important to get money in their hands after they've paid to get that work done.
Perfect.
It's a big lift.
So we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the other two grant funding options that are available right now. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
I don't know this number. I'll answer it anyways. Look at how cute that monkey is. No, it's a Prius. Yum. Baked beans. Single ply toilet paper. Just one and we'll all go home. Life is full of bad choices. Don't make choosing the wrong fuel and propane provider one of them. Speak with Ed Staub & Sons today, 573-2622. Ed Staub & Sons, energy, community, service.
Hello, Heinz residents. Livestock permits are required. The city requires a permit to be allowed to maintain livestock, 4-H animals, poultry, fowl, or bees. These permits are free and need to be approved by the city council. Please pick up your packet at City Hall. Chickens are allowed with an approved permit, allowing for no more than 6 adults and no roosters, no more than 2 fowl other than chickens, and no more than 2 livestock under 9 months of age. Thank you.
In addition to top-notch services and technology, Harney District Hospital boasts highly trained, licensed medical professionals who are ready to care for you in a friendly, comfortable environment. At Harney District Hospital, you aren't just a number, you are a neighbor receiving quality care from your neighbors. Learn more about the hospital online at harneydh.com. That's harneydh.com. Thank you for choosing Harney District Hospital as your healthcare partner.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is Alexandria Scott with the Water Resource Department. We just got done talking about the well abandonment and replacement grant that was specific to here in Harney County, and then now there's a statewide one that has opened up. The difference between the state and, before we jump into the other grants that are available, I just have another question. Is the criteria and stuff like that different for the Harney one versus the statewide one, or is it kind of the same?
Yes. So with the Harney Domestic Well Fund, we were able to be a little bit more flexible in some of the program elements. So it was open. So people that were low income were prioritized, but it wasn't a requirement.
Okay.
For the Statewide Well Fund, it is a requirement. And there are specific brackets, financial tiers, if you will, in order for people to qualify. So that is a little bit different. And then with the Statewide Well Fund, your well needs to be dry, whereas the Harney Well Fund, we were able to allow for funding if folks have an at-risk well. So those are kind of the two major differences between the two. And then there is more funding available for the Statewide Well Fund. And we have had, so this is the second year of that Statewide Well Fund being operated. And we have had people in Harney County get funded through that program.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's really up to the landowner of what works financially for them and what criteria they meet. But the Statewide Well Fund is a better option for people that really need that financial assistance and meet the requirement, because it is up to $40,000 versus $13,500, which is what
the Harney Well.
Which is what the Harney Well Fund can fund up to. That's the maximum. So that's a pretty big jump.
That's substantial.
Yeah. So again, I'm trying to push folks in that direction of the Statewide Well Fund if they can. If not, we'll be running another cycle in 2025 for that Harney Domestic Well Fund.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Want to move on to the other two funding options that actually have a deadline, like in 2 weeks. I was really starting like nail biting, getting down to the wire. Can you talk about the water project grants and loans and the irrigation modification funding?
Absolutely. Yeah. So something to keep in mind with these programs that are different than the well fund programs is that it's going to be organizations or entities that are applying for them, not an individual or a landowner.
So these two that are coming due July are for organizations versus the statewide one is for individuals.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the Water Projects Grants and Loans Program has been in operation for many years for the agency. And we've had successful applicants. You know, oftentimes it's irrigation districts or municipal, you know, cities, various, you know, organizations. So that's the thing to keep in mind for people. And it does require a 25% cost match.
Okay.
So that's also something to keep in mind. But essentially, the eligible projects can have to do with, you know, above ground storage, below ground storage, conservation, reuse, if people are looking to do stream flow restoration projects. I mean, it's a pretty wide swath of projects that you can apply for this funding. There's $5 million available. So again, a pretty big chunk of money. And again, that deadline is July 10th. The irrigation modernization funding is, conveniently enough, we put the deadlines the same day to try to make it easier for people to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is a little bit different. So that has to do with irrigation systems that are currently, that are irrigating agricultural lands.
Okay.
And it's trying to, you know, use water more efficiently or getting those systems, you know, pumps upgraded. There's a lot of, we've received applications for our first funding cycle that had to do with a lot of piping projects, recognizing that open canals can be a public safety issue. And so it's pretty exciting because we've already ran one cycle for the year and had successful projects move through. And what's different about this program than the Water Projects Grants and Loans is this is the first year that we are doing this program. And there is $25 million available for that program.
Wow.
Because as you can imagine, piping projects, the engineering that goes behind that, it's not cheap. It's very expensive. And thankfully the legislation realized that and gave us $25 million for 2024 and actually $25 million for 2025. So there's, again, a substantial chunk of money to get folks up to speed as far as, you know, updating their systems. And again, it's really focused on those, you know, irrigation districts and those organizations. So it is different than the well funds where it's individuals applying.
So with these two grants, for example, like the Water Project Grants and Loans, you said, you know, communities or cities or whatever can apply for. Well, how would a city qualify for that? Because, I mean, isn't like irrigation and all that kind of stuff, I mean, that's kind of an individual thing.
Absolutely. So the Water Projects Grants and Loans, again, that's a broader, it can have, these projects can have various things. So again, it can be like stream flow restoration. It doesn't have to be for irrigation because that's the irrigation modernization funding.
Okay.
The irrigation modernization funding, something that comes to mind is by upgrading their systems, the irrigation district systems, they can bring neighboring farms from their current systems to using more efficient sprinkler systems because they can hook up to that. So it's you're using less water because you are using a different type of sprinkler system. So there are those like adverse trickle-down effects mm-hmm. where because the irrigation district upgraded their infrastructure, it allows for neighboring farms to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can, you know, get people on the public water system that maybe weren't able to do that before. And again, a big thing that comes to mind is, again, that safety aspect. If a canal fails, that can have detrimental effects for a community, for transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting those systems, those canals closed off or piping or getting pumps to use less energy. It's also, you know, if people switch their pumps over, they're using less power. So there's all these positive effects. But again, recognizing that infrastructure is expensive and it's difficult. And so this $25 million that's available is a huge financial relief for those organizations. And again, it is competitive. It's a competitive program because people are recognizing the need to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a statewide program. But it is important for folks on the east side to track that and take advantage of it if they can. Mm-hmm. And this is the second cycle for the year. So hopefully folks have heard about it already. If they haven't, they're hearing about it now. Mm-hmm. That deadline, again, is July 10th. And then, of course, we will be running another two funding cycles mm-hmm. in 2025. So if they miss it this time around, it's okay. You've got, give it five more months and we'll be coming back and doing, more outreach about the programs. Because again, there's a lot of money out there from the state that is up for grabs, and want to make sure that folks here in Harney County are aware mm-hmm. and know where to find the information. So everything is on the Oregon Water Resources Department mm-hmm. funding opportunities page. So any one of the grant programs that I've talked about today or in the past, they're all there for folks online. Or you can just type into Google water projects, grants, and loans, and it'll pop up, or irrigation modernization funding, Water Resources Department. And it's that first link when you get there. So trying to make things as accessible for people as we possibly can. But our staff have been very thoughtful about putting together, application materials mm-hmm. to help people. Mm-hmm. We recognize that it takes a lot of time to fill out an application. And so our staff have really tried to put together checklists and, how-to manuals, because mm-hmm. it's hard. And they're even willing to do pre-application conferences where people can submit a draft application and get feedback on that application on, how they may improve. And that's again, huge. speaks to Adair Muth, who is the one that is running the water projects, grants and loans funding and the irrigation modernization funding. It's a big kudos to her that she is willing to, schedule these pre-application conferences, screen, look, give suggestions, hope that folks actually take that into consideration and, incorporate it into their final application. But that is, unique to those two programs. And I think is a step in a positive direction for building relationships, outside of just, getting an application. It's having that first point of contact, actually mm-hmm. talking with the applicant before they submit their final mm-hmm. project. And it just increases their chances of potentially getting funded because they're incorporating the elements that they need to.
Wow. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Water Resource Department. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
The City of Hines is organizing an Independence Day celebration in our parks, which we held on July 4th, and we are currently looking for vendors. If you are interested, please sign up with the Hines City Hall by June 28th. This is not a fundraiser, so there is no fee, and you will keep 100% of your proceeds. Our event will start after the parade around 11 a.m. and run until around 3 p.m. You are welcome to set up and start selling anytime that morning. If you have any questions, please call Hines City Hall at 541-573-2251.
Calling all dog owners. Join Can Cancer for Bark in the Park, Saturday, July 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hines Park. This just-for-fun dog show will feature best costume, best trick, and best handler contests. High-scoring pooches can also compete in best for show. Registration begins at 10:30. The cost is $25 per dog. No dog? No problem. Grab a lunch from the hot dog stand and enjoy some mocktails from Tipsy Wheels Mobile Bar while you enjoy the show.
Nope, I got it right here. Directions on my phone.
Recalculating.
Wait, which turn?
Recalculating. Proceed to route. Recalculating.
Which way? Here we go. Oh, look at this place.
You have reached your destination for great prices, friendly service, and quality product.
Well, we're here at 429 Crane Boulevard. It's Ed Stobbinson's. This place is great. Ed Stobbinson's. Energy, community, service.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC. Here's Mindy Gould.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is Alexandria Scott with the Water Resource Department. So thank you so much for going over all of these different funding opportunities that people throughout the state now have access to. And it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It really, really is a lot of money. But we just have literally just like 4 minutes left. When you were on yesterday talking about a community meetings that are happening today, I'll have you jump in and kind of talk about those really quick and remind people what and where.
Okay. Sounds good. So yesterday I was on the show and I talked about a U.S. Geological Survey meeting that's happening today. Mm-hmm. So that's from 10 a.m. to noon at the Harney County Community Center. It is a hybrid meeting, so if people can't make it in person, they can watch remotely on Zoom. It will also be recorded and posted on the Water Resources Department website. So people can, if they type in Division 512 rulemaking, they can find the recording there. And what they'll be going over is a groundwater model for the Harney Basin. If folks can remember... for 6 years, the USGS and the Water Resources Department did a groundwater study here of the Harney Basin. And this model is the next step in, you know, taking the study data and putting it into a model that people in the community or water management entities like the Water Resources Department can use to do future scenario planning and try to look at the impacts of reducing groundwater use and what that might look like and where. And so they will be sharing some information mm-hmm. with the community about, you know, what are the limitations of the model? What can it do? What is it? And so that'll be from 10 to noon. And then we're going to have an hour break. And then our Division 512 rulemaking committee, which as a reminder, those are the rules for groundwater use and allocation here in the Harney Basin. This is the eighth meeting that we're going to be having here in the community. And that's a 4 hour long meeting. So that's from 1 to 5 PM. And again, people can't make it in person. They can tune in online. We have a lot of folks that end up having mm-hmm. to do that. The meetings are recorded. All the materials are available. All of it is on that same webpage. So the Division 512 webpage for the Water Resources Department, if people type that in, mm-hmm. it'll be the first link that pops up and you click on it and everything is there from the last 16 months of working with the community. All that information is there. So we've got those two meetings today. It's going to be a lot of information for folks, but it's, again, that learning together, building the foundation, mm-hmm. And really trying to figure out what comes next here, because groundwater levels are continuing to decline. And we know, and folks in the community know, that change needs to occur, but we need to have conversations about how that will happen and on what time scale and where. We will be continuing to come to the community through the end of the year, continuing to have those conversations. So more meetings to come. You guys will hear from me as often as I am able to come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming on because we are completely out of time. So good luck with your meeting today, and I hope you have a fabulous turnout.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Harney County Live. Have a wonderful day, and I'll chat with you guys tomorrow.
That's another edition of Harney County Live, every weekday morning on 92.7 KZHC.
You don't have to be a doctor, nurse, or medical professional to work at Harney District Hospital. The hospital employs numerous clerks, assistants, cooks, environmental service workers, and more. In addition to competitive wages, all full and part-time positions offer retirement options, as well as medical, dental, vision, life, and emergency air transportation insurance. Join the hospital team today. Find job listings online at jobs.harneydh.com. That's jobs.harneydh.com.
Paying your fuel bill sucks. I get it. Energy and transportation needs are expensive. But you know, there are worse things, like
digging a hole, digging a hole by hand, digging an even bigger hole, digging a bigger hole, and hitting the sewer line. Well, at Ed Staub & Sons, we hope to minimize the pain. We realize how much of a family's budget must be spent on their energy necessities. Give us a call at 573-2622 and ask about products and services to save you money. Ed Staub & Sons, energy, community, service.
Howdy, City of Hinds residents. Did you know the City of Hinds has an RV ordinance? Yes, we do. That ordinance requires anyone staying on your property in an RV to obtain a permit through City Hall. These permits are $15 and are good for 14 days in any 30-day period. Violators will be ticketed and the RV possibly towed. So come on down and get an RV permit for your friends to stay at your house.